Hi, this is Yanni Washington Smith, and I am the writer, creator, producer, director, editor of Harlem Queen. Thank you so much for checking out our show. If you have any questions or would like to chat about anything that you're listening to, I love comments. I'd love to hear from you. You can go to harlemqueen.org and send me a message. Enjoy the show. Thanks. Bye-bye.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin Program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory. Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Miss Mondesir. The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear. The orphan girl has a net worth of over $500,000. No ransom note has appeared as of yet. In other news, the social event of the year will be the wedding of Yolanda Du Bois, daughter of W.E.B. Du Bois, and poet County Cullen. The ceremony will be held at the Salem Methodist Episcopal Church. 1,500 guests have been invited.
Dear friends and family, it is with great pride and pleasure that I officially introduce my daughter, the former Yolanda Du Bois, and her newlywed husband as Mr. and Mrs. County Cullen.
Please eat something, Stephanie.
Punky, you know I do not care for the filet of sole.
Then eat some of your mushroom soup.
Why on earth would I ever want to eat mushrooms in a cream-based soup? It's savage.
This is a wedding. Can you at least take the scowl off of your face?
I told you, I did not want to come. It looks like anyone with a decent frock just showed up. There must be 3,000 people here.
It upsets me to see you upset. We will find Michelle. We have at least 100 of New York City's finest on the roll at a buck a day each.
That's not enough. What about troopers in Massachusetts or even Canada?
They are all treating this as a runaway, Stephanie. There's no reason to suspect foul play.
Michelle would never run away. Schultz is involved in this because I got him in the can.
Schultz has been in a stir for nearly a week.
He will get bailed out soon. Keep peepers on him.
We already have 3 men posted at his place in the Bronx.
Madame St. Clair, may I introduce to you my husband, County Cullen.
Congratulations.
Good to finally meet you, Madame St. Clair. I play my numbers on the regular, but with Ibsen.
As long as it is within the family and not with Schultz or Luciano. I hold you both in such high regard. A match made in heaven. Punky?
This is for you. We wish you many years of good health and happiness.
Merci beaucoup, Madame St. Clair.
Je vous en prie.
Come, my dear. We must see to our other guests.
Take me home, please, Bunky.
Matthew A. Henson, the only living man who has set foot at the North Pole, will recount the thrills of his trip 20 years ago to the top of the world with Perry in an address at 4:40 p.m. this coming Sunday at the Salem M.E. Lyceum at 129th Street and 7th Avenue. In other news, White Girl Slayer freed by jury. Mary Sneaps found not guilty in the death of Seymour Eric.
Turn down the volume on the radio, please, Ronky.
We will clear 5 yards today. That's 5 less than the usual. You have to take more than 50-cent bets, Stephanie. We're leaving a lot of money on the table.
I cannot afford the payout if someone needs on a dollar bet.
Then you have to get rid of these no-good cops on your payroll searching for Michelle. Gas money, cigarettes, meals, magazines, hotel rooms, Canadian booze. Not the cheap shit either. Even whores. All on your dime. If you keep this up, you will be broke in a few weeks.
There would be no business if it weren't for Michelle.
Stephanie, you're all jingle-brained.
My daughter has been kidnapped.
Throwing money at the issue will not find her any faster.
Money is the only way to find her.
No one understands why you care so much about a missing rich white girl.
I do not care what people think.
All of this is because you care what people think. Let's at least buy 10 more cases off of the rum line.
No, it's too risky. We'll keep it to 10 cases a week. We need to stay below the radar.
What is this?
A newspaper.
I mean the photo of you right next to the photo of Michelle. Any egg can see the resemblance.
You only say that, Ida, because you know the truth. No one else will make the connection.
Why'd you give them the photo? That was very risky.
I didn't. They used old stock photos from the social pages.
You need to take down the reward.
I will not. Those no good coppers are already saying she's dead. I will do everything in my power to get her home, safe and sound.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you are a liability. Word on the street is that it's Schultz. Everyone knows your beef, so the bulls won't come within a 10-foot pole of this case. I have the connections. The right connections, and they're more valuable than your little reward.
I'll raise it to 20,000.
You have to trust me to take care of this.
You have no idea what I have endured all for her. To you, she's just a meal ticket. If she dies, you will have nothing.
If you die, I'm all she's got. Take your name out of it.
I agree with Ida.
Fine.
When I get her back, promise me that you'll tell her the truth.
I will tell her when I am good and ready.
Isn't this enough to tell you that you're putting her at a great risk?
Oh, excuse me, madam. I thought you would need my assistance, but I can come back.
No need, Ruby. I was just leaving.
Ruby, I need you to take a letter for me.
Yes, madam.
I want an ad placed in every newspaper from here to the Gulf of Mexico. Every tube rag, every local sheet. You follow?
Yes, madam.
The reward is now 20,000.
But Stephanie...
And? Keep my name out of it.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Holstein, thank you for allowing us to use your beautiful home for our meeting.
I am happy to support the work of the White Rose Mission, Mrs. Glover. When you help a woman, you save the community.
Would you like some tea?
No, thank you. I will leave you all to it. I have business to tend to.
Of course, Mr. Holstein. Mrs. Washington.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had some last-minute correspondence to attend to for Madame Sinclair. She sent this, Miss Glover.
What is this? $500 cash. How undignified.
You don't want it?
I'm not a fool. Of course I want it. But the next time your Madam Queen makes a contribution to the White Rose Mission, she should do it by check. What kind of street runner, number urchin, whatever you call it. Do I look like carrying a purse full of cash?
May I talk with you for a moment, Mrs. Washington?
Yes, of course.
Mrs. Glover, why don't you all begin your meeting? We won't be a minute.
Let us begin, ladies.
What can you tell me about that reward Stephanie posted?
She raised it to $20,000 cash. She isn't taking bets over a dollar.
Huh. She's making sure she can make her payouts by keeping them under a book. And she's bleeding cash. It's not good business to bet against oneself. Set up an appointment with her for me. I'll offer to buy two of her books until this whole thing blows over.
Two of her books? So if anyone were to hit, you'll pay the payout?
No, I didn't say that. She's putting herself behind the eight ball all over a rich white girl. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone's got to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
What the hell is going on here?
Manos, he's my new driver.
How you doing, Schultz?
He's not to be trusted. He set me up.
Your mistake was trusting him. Get in the car, Schultz.
Thanks for having Reynolds bail me out, Lucky, but I ain't going nowheres with Manos.
Close your head and get in the can, or I'll leave you on the courthouse steps to fend for yourself.
Hell.
Manos did you a favor by setting you up. Being in the cooler for a few days gave you an alibi.
Alibi for what?
Some young chick disappeared, and Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
Who cares about a lost color girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, a lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it. Manos is going to take you to your house in Fieldston.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies?
Nah.
No. Your attempts did nothing but bring too much heat uptown and on all of us. We'll get her another way. The coppers will arrest her at her own game.
Here we are, Mr. Luciano. 11th Street and 2nd Avenue.
What's this?
I'm going to visit my mother. She made cannoli.
I ain't riding alone in this car all the way to Fieldston with this Greek.
I ain't Greek.
Turk, whatever.
Manos, be at Ida's place at 6:30 sharp.
Yes, sir, Mr. Luciano.
Who's Ida?
Reynolds is sweet on her and trying to impress her with his connection to me. Which is lucky for us, because she's the guardian to the missing girl. And St. Clair's weak spot.
I brought you some tea, Stephanie.
Thank you, Bucky.
We should leave in an hour.
To go where?
Alhambria Ballroom. It's Bessie's last performance in town tonight.
She is too loud and rough. I can't go.
You can't lay in bed all day and night. This isn't Brigham Shell back.
And going out real?
The wolves are circling.
It doesn't matter. None of it matters if Michelle isn't safe.
We will find her. You have got to get out of this bed.
Please, lay here. With me, Bonky. Hold me. Good and tight. When this strung you up, Bonk, it scared me cold. I was numb with fear. I was more scared for what they were doing to you than what they were doing to me. What they did to me was just one of the things women have to put up with. I am just a woman. I'm easy to abuse. But to swing up a man as big and strong as you, that was terrifying. Even someone like you needed protecting. And I wanted to protect you and keep you safe so fiercely. But after all of these years, it's been you protecting me. Don't ever want to imagine you not being here, Bunky.
You don't have to, because I will never let you go, Stephanie.
I know.
Where are you taking me? I've only seen pine trees, dirt roads, and blueberry fields.
New Jersey is the Garden State, Michelle, and we've got a lot more fields to get through.
I want to go back home.
Just relax and enjoy the ride.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
My friend Shayna was like, just so you know, everyone in the Villainous League is coming to kill you. And I was like, oh boy.
Imagine NPR in the MCU. The Daily Planet's style desk. Car talk for jetpacks.
It's these American supers.
100% invisible.
The speech bubble.
It's sequential.
The utility belt.
Superhuman Public Radio is a fiction podcast telling the hilarious and heartbreaking stories of people in a superpowered world.
I thought I was going to die.
An invisible car in Chicago?
Are we supervillains?
These are the stories that fall between the panels of comic books.
I think they knew that I didn't mean to do that to Arizona.
Wasabi!
He could kill himself.
Kid, I feel like you're not giving this problem your all.
No.
But yes, I guess most people would call them a death squad.
Ta-da. Superhuman Public Radio. Superhuman stories.
The only limits are your imagination, and I have a wild imagination.
New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is SPR.
Name the supervillain, and we've done the gig. But these Wall Street types that lackey answers to, yikes.